scorched, some ranchers in the top beef-producing state in the nation have cashed out, sending entire herds to slaughter. Morgan Weber owns a butcher shop in Houston.
We can't have our tenderloins every night. You know, those cuts are going to just skyrocket in price.
At the same time, he says, the meat industry needs to rethink its emphasis of pushing certain cuts and waste less of the rest of the animal. August Skamakis, CBS News, Houston.
New York City police say two officers rescued a suspect as he dangled from a seventh-floor Manhattan apartment window after nearly lunging to his death. The officers were responding to a call when the man dashed for the window. They grabbed the arm and the leg of the 200-pound man and held on to him until colleagues arrived to pull him to safety. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website. No, we have a massive find the part you need, get it delivered, save cash site. AdvanceAutoParts.com. I tell you to type that into your browser, but when you're on AdvanceAutoParts.com, you ain't browsing. You're getting stuff done. Now save $20 off orders of $100 or more. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back on this Saturday. Welcome my co-host, JP. And now joining us once again, Marcus Woods. Welcome, Marcus. So glad to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
Last week, it was kind of a surprise. Cassandra and Joe brought you in from Integrity Casting, and they also have Live Your Dreams, their new company. So we really didn't have a lot of time with you. And a very inspiring young man. I sort of gave a rundown of your story, being born in Chicago and living in the system. Your mother, drugs, which so many, I mean, that's just almost a common story anymore, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, for a lot of people. And coming out of it, ending up going, doing a little stint in jail for protecting your sister. And now you're going to have that conviction overturned. Now you're out and you're doing good things with your time that was in. I wanted to ask you something about that, though. I'll just say I have a son who spent quite a bit of time in the system, in prison. More not drug chasing as much as money chasing. Is there a way to learn to be who you are while you are in prison? Is there something that you would say to a man, a boy, that would encourage them that something good can come out of it? You said you spent 2 years very angry, so a lot of it spent in lockup because fighting, not allowed to fight. But it's such a crazy environment, and it's so desperate, and it's so aggressive. Is there anything you would say that would help someone to know that you can get to know yourself and become a different person through it, and that there is a positive at the end of it? What would you say?
Man,
I mean, hang in
like,
there. I mean,
by far, that's like one of the hardest questions I've ever been asked, because it's hard to be positive in prison. I mean,
is there no one that inspires you in there? Is there?
No, it's not.
No,
it's not. And the reason why I say that is because even if you go in there with the attitude, I'm going to just do my time, stay to myself and go home.
It doesn't happen, does it?
You run into the politics of things in there. And that's what makes it hard is if you black, you got to run with the blacks. If this happened, you got to be by the black side. If you don't, then the blacks come for you.
Even if you don't agree with what's going on.
Even if you don't agree. And it's the same.
The skinheads and the
Mexicans. It's like that with every race. And, you know, there's a lot of people that that try to go their own way
and just do their time.
And do their time, yeah. And it always ends up bad.
Because you get sucked into it.
You get sucked into it. And me, I'm one of the ones who didn't get sucked into it. That's why I always was in a hole. I was always fighting.
Well, it's probably better to a certain extent.
I mean,
because otherwise, I mean, it's like gangs in the city. I mean, that's what it is in there. It's just a bunch of gangs.
Well, it's not really gangs. Like, I mean, there's positives to that as well. And the reason why I say it's positive is because you got a lot of people that don't like the black race in there.
Really?
And yeah. And
how much of the population is black in there?
Actually, most of the population, from what I've seen, in there of minorities, period, is probably about 75% blacks or Mexicans.
Wow.
And then you got a handful of whites and a handful of...
That are scared to death, so they act like a bunch of big jerks.
The whites are not scared.
They're not?
No.
Well, what are they?
I mean, you got the Aryan Wood skinhead group. I mean, everybody is... I mean, you got some people that's scared, but at the same time, you're not scared because you know your race got your back.
And you got backup, yeah.
So, I mean, just...
It's a whole different city.
As I sit here and think about it, trying to do my time, to go to prison and try to do some time and find hope, the only hope I found was in the Bible. A lot of people find their hope in religion. And, yeah. And, you know, a lot of people get clowned for that. They like, oh, you a jailhouse preacher now, or you a jailhouse this. And, you know, honestly, for some people, that's really a chance for them to sit down and really look at something.
But Marcus, that's the point. You just said it right there. My question started with, is there some encouragement? Is there something good you can take out? It does. Even though it's very hard, give you an opportunity to find your spiritual self, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Whatever that may be. I mean, not just necessarily being born again or anything, but spiritual connection.
I could just take you briefly through my journey when I first went. When I first went to the county fighting my case, it was new to me because I'd never been arrested in jail. That experience alone was different because having your freedom being taken away, being told what to do, having to get naked in front of somebody else, that's just all a culture shock, period.
Yeah, horrible.
It's extremely degrading, I'll tell you that. Any pride that you have will be stripped of you. But you get used to it. You adapt to it. The county's not that bad because I went through Clark County. So where I was at, everybody had their own cell. So... you kind of didn't have to really deal with the politics of things because a lot of people was either going home or...
Yeah, transient.
Yeah, it's more of a come and go type thing. You do 6 months in there or two months or you just go home or you wait till they come get you on a train.
But once you go to prison, that's your home.
Yeah, when you go to prison, the train ride up there, the bus ride up there, you know, in my mind, I was kind of like, am I really going?
Yeah.
And then when I seen... the gun towers and the gate.
The barbed wire and all that.
It felt like a movie to me. Like damn, I watched these on movies all the time. Yeah. Now I'm living it. So it didn't really hit me until I went into the fish tank, which is considered the intake. And when you come into the intake, by rules, you're supposed to sit in there for 21 days while they do your blood test. Make sure you ain't got no
tuberculosis.
Medical issues.
Tuberculosis.
Make sure you ain't got no AIDS, none of that stuff. Because they house people differently when, you know, depending on your blood work. The prison was so overcrowded that I ended up sitting in there for like 2 months.
Oh my God.
The fish tank is just like the hole. You're in there 23 hours a day.
Oh Lordy.
But when they see you come in there, the yelling that these dudes do to you.
Cause you're the new fish.
Yeah. Either you're going to be mentally strong or you'll be mentally weak.
Yeah.
And
they find out too. They can tell what you're going to turn out to be.
Depending on
by
how
your
you
reaction.
Respond. Yeah. Depending on how you respond. Then when you hit the yard, you know, you always going to have them one or two dudes that try to befriend you too much. And
too much?
Yeah. Them the ones you want to stay away from.
too much. Well, that's got to be a hard thing anyway. I mean,
it's hard because anytime you go to a place like that, you always want to look for somebody that you can be cool with, that you can kind of like connect on that level. Like, man, I'm going through this. Help me, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's some dudes in prison that really is cool, got their minds right, and that's going to school you. You know, we call them OGs. They usually like in their 50s or older.
They've been there for a while.
Been there for 20 plus years.
Know the games. And, yeah.
And some of them, you know, they'll come up to you and say, man, I see something in you. Don't throw it away, you know. And then they'll tell you how to find something, you know, as you ask. They show you how to find hope. So if there's any type of hope in there, I could say that is it.
Yeah.
It all depends. You know, it all depends on what yard you on.
Plus, they help tell you who not to hang around with, too, don't they? Well, don't mess with them.
Well, not really. You can see that for yourself.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of ignorant things going on in there.
But it's usually, if you on a tough yard, if you, they got a yard classified as medium, high, medium, max, high, max. If you on a yard high, medium, or higher, then it's not going to be easy trying to find hope or find yourself or better yourself as a man in there.
Charlie Manson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're on a yard that's medium and lower, then it's more a little bit more lax.
Maybe you can go to school. Maybe you can work.
The inmates don't act so crazy because it's a lot more privileges on them yards. And they know if you act out of pocket, either you get shipped away or they lock the yard down. And if you're the cause of a yard being locked down, everybody's after you. So,
my God. Can you imagine?
I've been through some of this.
You went to prison?
I've been there a little while.
A little while. What would you do? Five days for shoplifting?
What he said, the yelling and the.
You know, here's what I have a real problem with the prison system myself, because what they do is they make you pay for everything, first of all. And if you can't buy what you need, they suck your family dry for it. Because you're left without. I mean, what do you get? You get nothing, do you? Toothpaste? I mean, you got to pay for everything?
No, they give
you. Where's my kid bull
they give you
crapping
the,
me?
They give you the. They give you the.
Is he asking for money?
Oh, yes. You got to be kidding. Mom, please. I got to buy everything.
They give you the necessities. They give you toothpaste because, I mean, by law, they got to give you something to keep yourself up. They can't let you just rot.
He told me they make you pay for toilet paper. If you use more than what they give you, you got to buy some. I'm writing him a letter right now. I know your game.
If you want soft toilet paper, you got to buy soft toilet paper. But, I mean, stuff like soap, toothpaste, toothbrushes, toilet paper, cleaning supplies, stuff like that, they give that to you.
Yeah.
But, like, lotion, you got to buy that. If you want to keep your weight, you got to buy food.
Can you work? Do they pay you to work?
Yep. Yeah. Working in there is a joke.
That's what I hear, too.
I fought fires. I did fires for like 3 years. I fought wildfires.
Do they pay you?
Yeah, a dollar an hour.
Oh, my God.
So I actually fought that big fire in Tahoe, the Angora fire.
Oh, yeah.
And we was up there for about 90 days, maybe a little bit longer.
She made 90 bucks.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be better than being in prison.
It was better because, I mean, when you out there, they feed you better. Mm. Like, they give you real food. So, you eating real meals, steak, McDonald's, all that stuff. Yeah. And then you're around, for me, it was good because I was around females. and you're free, you know.
You're being treated like a man because you're doing something.
Yeah, you had minimum custody there. That's when you at a camp. At a camp, ain't no barbed wires. Ain't no fence. Ain't no lock you up.
You don't feel like an animal.
No,
yeah.
You don't feel like, only thing you're missing is women.
You know what I'm worried about, though? I'm worried about how many people, I mean, the prisons all over the whole country, maybe the world, I don't know, are overflowing. I mean, there's just so many men and women, mostly men, in prison. Why?
Because we all doing dumb stuff. But
well, we all do dumb stuff.
I mean,
but isn't there a purpose? Is there anything we can do to find a purpose? If you had a job in there, you said you felt better when you were fighting fires. If there were things to do and money to be made to help you get out, wouldn't you feel more like a person? Wouldn't you feel better about yourself? And
but there's a problem with that, because if they're making
punishment,
if they've got jobs and they're making money in the prison, then they're competing with some private guy who's trying to make a living and feed his family on the outside.
I don't care. Get a garden. I mean, there, I think there's so many things the prison could do. I mean, so many talented men. So many. But, it's just wasted lives.
But see, I think that's the misconception. At 1 yard in particular, while I was out here at it, at Northern Nevada Correctional Center in Carson, that yard does have all that stuff. That yard has a studio, band room, where you can go in there and do music. It has the camp next to it, Stewart Camp. It has a big old farm or nursery, so you can go in there and work with plants. You can go work with the cows, the horses. They Warm Springs Correctional
Center. That's the state prison,
yeah,
right?
All these prisons out here.
Yeah.
Warm Springs has a culinary arts class program where you can learn how to cook and become a chef. So, I mean, they have a lot of programs, but, you know, the problem is the system have to clamp down sometimes, because when you're giving everybody freedoms, some people that do deserve to be in there mm-hmm. would take that good thing that a lot of
ruin
us appreciate and ruin it. I do feel like one thing I've learned while I was in there, I studied the Nevada law.
Oh.
So I would never get caught up in no more dumb stuff. And I've come to realize that Nevada is one of the only states that have their own legislature. So they make their own laws. They don't have to go through Washington all the time.
Look at that.
So
you're not going to become a politician, are you?
No.
Oh.
I never run for president.
I don't know why not.
He's too honest.
Not.
But I think that, you know, it's... a lot of the laws in the state of Nevada, I think, don't make sense. Like, in Vegas, you can get a $75 ticket if you, shoo a pigeon out your way, and they call that deflight of a pigeon. You
what?
Know, you got some dumb laws out here, but...
He's saying the same thing you are. There's too many people in prison.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. My thing is, if you're going to send somebody to prison, send them there for something they deserve to be in there.
Right, exactly. Not just for making the same mistakes, but getting caught.
Falling behind on his child support or
selling some
marijuana to somebody. I mean, it's ridiculous that these people like this are in prison.
Do you know, I got to tell you, I was a disc jockey down in Carson City.
I caught on to that.
Years ago. You heard that? Years ago. Many, many years ago. And I used to have the prisoners. They made me a belt. They made me a leather bag. And they used to write me, because in the evening, I used to send little messages out to their girls and their guys. So I'd have this little dedication thing for the prisoners. Of course, then I found out after they got out, they were hanging around the radio station looking for it. No, but they were good. They were good guys. I didn't have any problem with that. But the thing was that they allowed them to do that in the evening and to be with their wives and stuff. But there were, I mean, talk to them, you know, across the radio. But some of them guys were in there for like a joint in their pocket, a roach. I mean, that's the way Nevada law used
to
be.
That's a stupid three strike thing, you know?
I know. It used to be just horrible.
If the third strike is something minor, boom.
We're talking with Marcus Wood. I appreciate you so much coming. Stay with us, will you?
Yeah.
Because we still got to talk about your event coming up on Tuesday, and you're rapping and everything. So don't go away. You're with Broadview, and we appreciate you. We'll be right back.
The Buzz.
Congratulations, you made it through 2011. Now on to a bigger, brighter year. And this year, making some time for yourself is on the top of the list. Hi, it's Regina from RenewMD. If you've made a New Year's resolution to take better care of yourself, this is the time to start. Take care of those spots, wrinkles, and spider veins with advanced skincare treatments. Then melt off the stress with our sauna and massage. It's free with qualifying skincare packages. Under board